present Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, we're pleased to have Sheila Hancock with us in the fourth chair, which we have our visitors competing against our three regulars. And as always, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. The subject, getting pinched. Can you talk on that? Just a minute, starting now.
Getting pinched, in the sense that it means tweaked, is not too difficult if you're a girl and in your 20s. However, if you are approaching middle age, as I am, then it's not so easy.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Point of information, is Peter Jones a girl?
I don't see what the challenge is, then.
Well, if he is, he's devious. And if he's
what is your challenge? Well, deviation?
He said
a girl of 20, but I'm approaching middle age. It's not, I mean...
Oh, I think he got it quite well established in my mind that someone was coming up to pinch him. I don't know if it was a fellow or a girl, but he was going to be pinched anyway. And it doesn't matter. He was going to get someone put those two fingers together. I mean, you could have had him for deviation on approaching middle age, yes, but... Peter, I disagreed with the challenge, so you get a point for that, and
you keep the subject,
and you have 46 seconds on getting pinched, starting now.
If, on the other hand, you mean arrested, then that's quite easy. Go on the underground at rush hour, and you can't really move very much, particularly your extremities, without coming in contact with somebody, and that very often gives rise to objections on the part of the opposite sex, or even the same one in this enlightened age. But this is one of the problems of travelling in London today.
Derek Nimmer, chap.
Abolition of London.
Yes, you did say it before, Peter. So,
oh,
Derek,
yes.
You have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 19 seconds on getting pinched, starting now.
So I rushed into the Earl's Court Road and got hold of this brick and threw it through a greengrocer's window, much to the surprise of Mrs. Taylor, whose birthday it was, who was standing inside. The policeman came along and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "I arrest you in the name of the law."
I don't believe you ever did that, Derek. But anyway, nobody challenged you, so you kept going. You got a point for speaking when the whistle went. You've taken the lead at the end of that round. And Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject, marketplace swindles. I'm sure you can tell us something interesting on that subject. Just a minute, starting now.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I can't. I have never, to my knowledge, been swindled in a marketplace. In fact, speaking personally, I would always much prefer to shop with fellas on barrows than I would in a large supermarket, where I do often feel I'm being swindled when I see labels on top of other labels that show...
Clement Freud challenged.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Repetition of labels.
You saw too many labels, I'm afraid. Clement Freud, a correct challenge, and there are 38 seconds. Marketplace swindles starting now.
I think the most interesting marketplace swindle I've ever encountered was in Martinique, where a chap was doing the three-card trick and his colleague was swindling the general public by marking the playing discs, which his...
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Deviation. Cards aren't discs. He's trying to find another word for it, but they're not discs.
I think that... three-card trick, yes, you're quite right, Derek. 20 seconds on marketplace swindles starting now.
The most interesting marketplace swindle that I have ever seen was in Colombo last summer in Sri Lanka, or Ceylon, as it used to be known, where we have an awful lot of listeners. And there I was standing when a man came up to me and said, "Can I change for you those dollar bills that you have?" And he put them into an envelope and took them away inside. He was going to illegally exchange them.
Derek Nimmer got a number more points in that round. He's increased his lead at the end of the round. And Derek Nimmer, your turn to begin. The subject, rude awakenings. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
I've had an awful lot of rude awakenings. But you say starting now. You did say starting now. Sorry.
Repetition of starting now.
Yes, yes. I thought you
repeated starting now, I'm afraid. And so Clement Freud has a correct challenge. And you have 57 seconds on rude awakenings, Clement, starting now.
Starting now.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
No. You tried hard, but you didn't succeed. There are 55 seconds on Rude Awakenings, Clement, starting now.
I have an alarm clock which makes one of the most obscene noises I've ever heard. Set it for 6:30 a.m., and half an hour before the clock would have struck 7, had it done so, which it won't, the most extraordinary racket emanates
Derek
from
Nimmo
the
challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. Silence from the clock. Derek, a correct challenge. 37 seconds on Rude Awakenings, starting now.
Doing little harm to man nor beast.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Well, you stopped me once for sort of...
I agree with you, Sheila. Hesitation. And you have 34 seconds on Rude Awakenings, starting now.
When you are in a deep sleep and somebody says, get up, show a leg... And I consider that...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, you got me for a little hesitation.
No, you stumble, which we've established. If you stumble, there
is... stumble.
Not enough for a real hesitation.
Oh,
Sheila, you have another point, and you have 28 seconds on Rude Awakening starting now.
A very rude awakening, or if somebody stark naked...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of somebody.
Yes, and Peter, you have... 19 seconds on Rude Awakenings, starting now.
Somebody going in your ear is one of the nastiest things that can happen to anybody early in the morning, and I always object to it. Even at holiday camps where they have those chimes, I feel the awakening is a trifle rude because it's followed by the excited squeals of one's fellow campers and the sounds of tiny feet, some even large ones, tramping up and down.
Peter Jones kept going very well then, still speaking when the whistle went, though he was running out of breath, and he got some points in that round, and Derek Nimmo's still in the lead. And Clement, your turn to begin, and the subject, Gemini. Will you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
When I was small, I had a pony called Gem, and Gem and I had some absolutely fantastic afternoons, mostly riding on the heath at Walberswick, but occasionally... on whole day outings to Dunwich, even to Aldeburgh, sometimes to Snape. Gem and I having been entered by my mother for all sorts of East Suffolk horse shows.
Sheila Hancock challenged.
I was just going to say Gemini. Is the horse was called Gem. Did your mother enter Gem and you? Yes, I suppose she did. Yeah, I'll take it.
Well tried,
Repetition
Sheila.
Of horse.
Sorry, Sheila, an incorrect challenge. So Clement gets another point for that, and there are 36 seconds on Gemini, Clement, starting now.
The lead classes, as well as the bending races, were possibly the most famous events which we conquered.
Derek Nimmo.
Events. Enter me for all sorts of events, most famous of events.
Derek, you have a point, and you have 29 seconds on Gemini, starting now.
The twins, an astrological sign, Castor and Pollux, spelt with a P. But in Egypt, of course, the sign was two kids, as opposed to two people. I meant that in sort of goat connotation.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of two.
Yes, and Clement, you have 18 seconds now on Gemini, starting now.
I always remember the afternoon when Gem and I were taken to Norwich for treats. Tea, buns... cakes, sugar in the milkshake.
Sheila Hancock.
Did Jem really eat cakes and buns and things? Mm. This horse went into a tea shop. And
Jem and I, between us, we consumed all the things that I listed. And if you belt up, there were many other items as well.
But you did your mother, who'd obviously got this horse's interest at heart, entering it for all these events, wouldn't have permitted it to eat this all this junk.
Thank you very much, Pete. I was going to say exactly the same. So Sheila Hancock has a point. And there are 8 seconds on Gemini. Sheila, starting now.
If you are a Gemini, in other words, your sign is that, you usually have a split personality.
Peter Jones has challenged.
I was born on June the 12th, and I have not got a split personality.
You have.
Sheila, you have 1 second on Gemini, starting now.
Space module.
Sheila Hancock got some points in that round. She's moved ahead of Peter Jones in third place. And Peter Jones, it is your turn to begin. The subject is the sloppiest person I know. Would you talk about that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I'm not going to say who it is, but he would really prefer to eat bacon and eggs with a spoon than get up and reach for a knife and fork. Now, it's someone quite close to me from time to time, and I'm not going to say who it is.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of not going to say who it is.
Oh, that's right, yes.
You're making a great point of not saying that, Peter, and you lost the subject, and Clement Freud got in and gained a point, and there are 43 seconds. The sloppiest person I know, Clement, starting now.
I, too, am not going to say who the sloppiest person I know is, but the second sloppiest person, without much doubt, is Nicholas Parsons, who eats margarine where...
Hesitation, I'm afraid so. The audience inhibited you, but
they did
very well.
I wanted to...
They're a nice, appreciative lot. There are 31 seconds for you, Derek, on the sloppiest person I know, starting now.
I was walking down the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, and there I met, for the first time, the sloppiest person I know. "Gardez-loo," he shouted, as he chucked from the third story a large chamber pot and its contents all over me. The pot shattered on the floor.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Repetition of pot.
Yes, there was too much potty there, I'm sorry. Derek, Sheila got in, and there are 13 seconds, Sheila, on the sloppiest person I know, starting now.
I have to confess that the sloppiest person I know is probably myself. I'm one of the few people that couldn't live in a caravan because, in fact, I found myself unable.
Derek Nemo challenged.
A repetition of myself and...
Yes, she kept going. She didn't hesitate, but she repeated. So, I'm sorry, you know, nice to speak. There are 3 seconds on the sloppiest person I know, Derek. Start.
And in Holyrood Palace, I said, "What ho, MacTaggart, you rarely are a mucky pup."
Derek Nemo got a number more points in that round. He's increased his lead at the end of the round. And Sheila Hancock begins the next round. The subject is Friends I Don't Like. Sheila, will you go on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Friends I don't like seems to me a contradiction in terms, because they would not surely be your friends if you didn't like them. However, I will endeavour, as I have to speak for 5 seconds, 50, 60 seconds on the subject.
Derek Nemo challenge.
Repetition of seconds.
Far too many seconds, yes, Sheila. You can't correct yourself in this game. So there are 45 seconds on whoever challenged, and I think it was Derek, wasn't it? Mm. Starting now.
François Dupont is one of the chums or amis that I don't care for terribly. I met him in St. Paul de Vence, which is in the loveliest part of that fair country from which so many of the audience tonight hail.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
That's a hesitation, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely, yes. He hailed them all, and somebody needed the Nazi salute. There are 30 seconds on Friends I Don't Like, Sheila, with you now starting.
The friends I don't like are the ones who try to be honest with me. You know the sort I mean. They come up to you and they say, "Listen, I am your friend and I feel I ought to tell you, because people are mentioning it, that such and such is true."
Oh, dear. Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Oh, yes.
Such and such is true. And Clement got in first, and there are 14 seconds. Clement, friends I don't like, starting now.
Friends I don't like is the sort of phrase which I deplore, because friends, which is another name for Quakers, are among the most decent and honourable people in this country. And for someone to come out with a statement...
Derek Nemo, your turn to begin. The subject, a word we use a great deal in this programme, seconds. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Take 15 paces to the left, 25 to the right, ditto. I said, he said, somebody said.
Sheila Hancock challenge.
Repetition of sex.
Yes, of course. And there are 51 seconds now for you to
talk. Matched, you see. I thought that was rather unfair for one to go 25 paces and then another to go 15 paces. I was rather mean. So I tried to correct it and move one back 5 paces and shove the other out another 5. I was trying to be sportsmanlike about it, but you didn't let me go on. It's your own fault and you're the loser.
Yeah,
so
no.
Such to you, and I don't mind. I won't say any more. I mean, you know. Let the seconds go by. That's the argument.
Sheila, your challenge was correct quite a time ago before Derek got the bit between his teeth. And you have now 51 seconds to talk on the subject of seconds, starting now.
There are, in fact, 60 seconds in a minute. And in this programme, you have to keep talking for that length of time. And believe me, it is incredibly difficult, as I am giving ample proof of today. You also call your suite seconds, or at least my little girl does when she's at school, and sometimes it's jam pudding or rice the same, even macaroni or tart. I like that, personally.
Clement Freud challenge. Oh,
hesitation.
Hesitation, yeah, I think she almost packed in, actually.
Grinding to
Clement, you have a correct challenge, and you have 17 seconds on seconds starting now.
Not very long ago, I went into a china shop and bought a cup and a saucer, and when I wrote home, they said it was broken.
Sheila Hancock is
challenged. When he rouched home?
Reached. Yes.
Sheila, I agree with your challenge, and you have 10.5 seconds on the subject of seconds starting now.
The people that are in attendance.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of people, I'm afraid.
Yes, you did say people before,
did
I'm afraid,
I?
Yes. And Clement, you have 9 seconds on seconds starting now.
The extraordinary thing about purchasing crockery, which turns out to be broken, is that it's named seconds, meaning not first, and definitely...
Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin, and the subject that Ian Messer has thought of is shocking people. So will you talk on that subject, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, my experience has been that people are not usually as shocked as others believe them to be. It is a fallacy that people make remarks, and I've repeated people already, you see, so I know I can't.
What was that?
He said he has, but it's on the card.
I know, so it's an incorrect challenge.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes, so you have another
point. But he hesitated.
It's too late. Your first challenge was people, and people's on the card, and you can repeat the words on the card more than once or even twice. And, Peter, you continue. There are 47 seconds left. Shocking people, starting now.
This shook them, they say. Or there was a tremendous hush fell over the audience, and actually nothing of the kind happened. The people were not shaken, and a hush didn't fall over. Never do
he
it.
He did repeat the falling hush, didn't he?
The hush and the people and the audience and...
Yes.
You got interrupted, you couldn't get going again, Peter. Bad luck. 35 seconds, Sheila, for you now on shocking people, starting now.
In this day and age, it becomes increasingly difficult to shock people. When Bernard Shaw wrote Pygmalion, he managed that by just using the word bloody. But now we are so used to it, we don't turn a hair, except from a lady from Luton who always writes to me when I use it, and I doubtless will get one from her today.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was.
Yes, yes. I thought you were going to say you should get a letter from her today. She can't possibly. The lady hasn't written the letter yet.
No.
Clement, there are 14 seconds on shocking people starting now.
I think the most shocking people I know are the ones who come to audiences in the Playhouse Theatre and never applaud, even if I win, only waiting for...
Peter Jones has challenged. You're right, Clement. You see, they're applauding Peter Jones's challenge now. What is it, Peter?
I don't think it's right. You can't alienate the audience, even if they're aliens. I mean, you shouldn't do that. It's.
But I'm afraid, Peter, he didn't alienate the audience. They all immediately clapped as soon as he said it. He endeared himself to the audience.
Well, I don't know quite who they were clapping, really.
I think he didn't. What is your challenge?
I'm not too sure now. I just felt instinctively there was something wrong in rounding on the audience in that way. I don't think you can do that, you know.
No, well, all right. Give Peter Jones a point. Leave the subject with Clement Freud, and he has 4 seconds left. Shocking people, starting now.
Go up to any sensitive crowd and unbutton your shirt.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud took the lead, and Peter Jones is creeping up. And Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject, My Destiny. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
I had some tarot cards read of mine the other day, and I was amazed. My life seems to have taken a turn for the better, and things like a new house and baby are going to happen, which indeed they are. The man was quite right. Other things he said were, like, I am going
Peter Jones has changed.
Things.
I agree, Peter.
Things.
Repetition, and you have the subject now.
It wasn't a very inspired...
You could have got your money back for that.
It was for charity.
What, the baby? Peter, you have 37 seconds on My Destiny starting now.
Well, I've never actually had my hand read or sat in a tent with a gypsy and a crystal ball, so I really have no idea what the future has in store for me, and by that I mean my destiny. Of course, I have from time to time felt...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of time.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. And Clement, you have 20 seconds on My Destiny starting now.
I have on occasion been to fortune tellers, clairvoyants, and even a gypsy in a tent who had a crystal ball which was terribly painful. And the day after I had been to that marquee and heard the full details of what would happen to me and my family, children, animals, pets...
Well, Clement Freud, speaking then when the whistle went, got an extra point. He's increased his lead at the end of that round. And Derek Nemo, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the hole in my sock. Can you talk on that delightful subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's been there quite a long time now. I got it last Tuesday. Actually, it's a curious thing. I was climbing Snowdon, a mountain in Wales you might perhaps have heard of, and I stumbled over this rock, and a very odd thing happened. You see, I went backwards, as it so turned out, and then I saw on this crag a piece of sheep's wool that was caught by a kind of, how would one describe it? I think barbed wire would be as good a way as any. Yes, I'll settle for... I thought I heard a buzz. I'm so sorry.
No, you didn't hear a buzz, but when you paused, there was a buzz.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I thought I heard a buzz. I don't know. I'm hearing bells and Joan of Arc.
Sheila, you buzzed, and your buzz
was...
Well,
he hesitated.
He did indeed. A very definite hesitation. So, Sheila, you have 35 seconds for The Hole in My Sock, starting now.
The hole in my sock, in fact, is an entire one, because I'm not wearing any. However, at home, I have a drawer full, because I have a very long, big toe.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition have.
Yes, there was, Derek, and you have now 25 seconds to continue on the subject of the hole in my sock, starting now.
I sent for the Boy Scouts and the rescue and the nurses and the women's auxiliary service. I said, darn away, please. But, you know, they didn't have the wherewithal with them.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, Peter, I agree, and you have now 13 and a half seconds to continue on the subject of the hole in my sock, starting now.
It's been there for a very long time. Only one single little garment. Hanging on the chandelier.
Derek Nimmo, challenge. No, I don't think it was hesitation. He searched for the chandelier and only just found it in time. Peter, you have now 6 seconds to continue on the hole in my sock, starting now.
As a constant reminder to my wife and children that this does need repair, and I am unable...
I'm afraid we have no more time to play just a minute, alas. But let me tell you what happened. Peter Jones came at the end with a flourish, but he still finished in fourth place, I'm sorry to say. He couldn't quite catch up Derek Nimmo, who finished alongside Sheila Hancock in second place. And she was three behind this week's winner, once again, Clement Freud. Popular win. We did not alienate his audience. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.